Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. David Thomas Tile Bar Ben's co-founder and editorial director. Mr. Tile, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yes, sir. Excited to have you with us as well, and I'm sure we can learn a few things from you today. So for starters and to kick things off, get into some of your backstory to get things underway here today.
Sure thing. Well, I started off as a business and financial journalist for Fortune.com, also did a little bit of writing for Forbes, and was kind of plucked away from that industry before too long by the startup world and got involved in fitness media, consulting and working for a few different startups in that world, the fitness media space. Did a few other things, co-owned a CrossFit gym for a while, did a little bit of consulting for companies like CrossFit HQ and a little bit of writing for them, and basically kind of became a fitness media consultant, so working with a lot of different brands in that space. And around early 2016, I decided to take that experience, and along with my two co-founders, we started barbend.com because we wanted a central resource for strength sports, something we were all passionate about, but we thought we lacked that kind of central resource to get information on strength sports news, analysis, opinion. And so that's what Barbend is today.
Good stuff, and thanks for sharing some of the highlights there. Now, tell us also, what was your spark? Where did it all come from?
Yeah, I've always kind of thought that, for a lot of my life, I was always looking for kind of the A, B, C, or connecting the dots, right? Here's the path you take to success. So actually, when I was in college, I for a while thought I wanted to be a lawyer. You graduate from college, you go to law school, you intern with a law firm, then you get a job, you work your way up to partner. Very formulaic. And for a lot of my life, and especially when I was young, I was like, cool, you find this formulaic path, you walk through these sequential doors, and you hit success as long as you cross your T's and dot your I's. But shortly after college, my mindset kind of changed, and I was suddenly became more attracted to things that didn't necessarily have that set path, things that were a little bit maybe broader in scope or less defined as far as the career path you could take. Something about that became really exciting for me, and I think that ties into an entrepreneurial mindset, and it's often part of the entrepreneurial journey. You don't really know exactly how things are going to pan out. You have to kind of define your own path. So I kind of did a 180 and was suddenly more attracted to kind of developing my own path to what I thought was in my definition of success. So I think my spark is that I really enjoy having a career and working in a job to where I get up every day and I don't know exactly what's going to happen. I don't know exactly, you know, what the steps I need to take are to my success or the company's success. I have a pretty good idea and I work darn hard to get there. But it's a bit learn as you go, and that keeps the job very exciting and engaging to me.
And thanks for your input there. Appreciate it. Now, also, many perceive the entrepreneurship as a solo journey. What's your thought on this? Who or what has helped you most along your journey?
Well, I'm fortunate to have two fantastic co-founders and business partners, Kenny Klein and Joe Auer. We co-founded Barbend in early 2016. They've been instrumental in the company's success and my own growth as an entrepreneur. Very little in entrepreneurship, if you have co-founders, is done in a vacuum. So, you know, I have to say they specifically have been fantastic and fantastically encouraging. And then I also have to say there are numerous, more than I can name in this recording, there are numerous people I've worked with in the editorial space in previous positions who I keep in touch with, who give me consistent advice on the content world, barbend.com. You know, we produce content. That's our business. We produce articles and podcasts and videos, you name it. And so engaging with people who work for other content outlets and who work for other in other aspects of digital media is really important, because you don't want to create your own kind of vacuum chamber where you're not seeing what other people are doing. So getting outside of our industry, getting outside of our company to look for best practices and input from elsewhere, those folks and kind of the network of people I've built over the years have been really impactful and instrumental for me as well.
And I'm sure you're very thankful for those that have helped you along this journey so far. Today, we're joined by Mr. David Thomas Tao, Barbend's co-founder and editorial director here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, looking at challenges, how do you actually deal with challenges as they come about?
Well, I wouldn't say I deal with all of them very well. I think whenever anyone asks that question, you know, we as humans, some challenges we deal with better than others. I think a lot of it goes back to who do you surround yourself with. I'm not a solo entrepreneur. I have co-founders and business partners. So the first thing that happens when I face a challenge is I work with them. You know, we're not going at it alone. And honestly, it wasn't always that case. And I think for a lot of my career, I felt like I had to tackle challenges alone, working as an independent consultant or a writer or an independent editor. Oftentimes you feel that. But one of the great things about being an entrepreneur with business partners and co-founders is that you it's not just your brain. You can combine brains, right? More minds is normally better than fewer. So the first thing I've learned to do with challenges is, even if I think the answer is easy, there might be something I'm missing. There might be something I'm overlooking. My viewpoint might be a bit myopic. So go to my business partners, loop them in. It requires very consistent, almost constant communication, but ultimately you're going to make sure that the most perspectives are accounted for.
I certainly like that response, and encouraging as well. Tell us, looking ahead, what are your plans for the near and distant future?
Yeah, so in regard to Barbend, we've seen some really tremendous growth to start 2020. We've been fantastic. The first month of the year was very good for the company. So I think for us in 2020, it's going to be, how do we smartly or intelligently grow our team? So who are our strategic hires? How do we grow our team in a way that's not too rapid? Because I think we've all heard horror stories of media companies expanding too rapidly and then not being able to support that growth from a revenue perspective. So how do we grow intelligently but impactfully? And so I think 2020 is going to be a year of growth for our team, as far as personnel, frankly. And I think it's going to be really, really important. It's going to let us produce more content and better content in ways that maybe we haven't been able to provide our readers before. And I think a big part of that is going to be in the podcasting and video space, especially. And then personally, in 2020, I think my goal is, I'm a voiceover actor on the side. That's kind of a fun hobby I have. So you'll sometimes hear me in like commercials or fiction podcasts. Just as a fun thing. So I'd like to explore more of that. That's a hobby that's turned into a real fun passion of mine, and it gets me creative outside of the workplace. So hoping to do more of that in 2020.
Exciting stuff, and you certainly sound like you stay awfully busy, and it's all good, and really appreciate the report here today on behalf of Barbend. As we conclude today, anything else you'd like to add, a closing thought, a tip, a takeaway, anything else as we conclude today?
Well, what I would say is, you know, for a long time I thought that my entrepreneurial journey was going to be a solo one. But I think that even if you are a single founder of something, or if you are going at it alone, people are often willing to take the time, friends, family, loved ones, you name it, to listen to the challenges that you have and to help you work through them. They might not have a vested or financial interest in your company or a career, but oftentimes people just really enjoy working through challenges and thinking with other people and putting their heads together. So if you are facing something that you don't think you have a lot of support on outside of your own mind, reach out to some friends or even acquaintances. See if they're willing to lend you a little bit of time and a little bit of brain power in working through problems, because a lot of times people just enjoy doing that. It's not something to where it's going to be annoying for them. They might actually be really thrilled that you reached out to ask them about that, that you value their input. So sometimes it's actually fun and useful and can really foster good relationships to reach out and ask for advice and help and additional thoughts. So just kind of something I've been thinking a lot about lately, and I wanted to kind of emphasize here.
Mr. Tao, really good to have had you. Certainly inspirational here today, and thank you for joining us on behalf of Bar Bend. And I'm sure listeners want to know how they can tap into Bar Bend and get more information. Where's the best place online to do so?
Sure. For Bar Bend, visit barbend.com, B-A-R-B-E-N-D, or also at Bar Bend on Instagram. We're at Bar Bend News on Facebook and Twitter. And then the Bar Bend podcast, you can find wherever you get your podcasts. And then me personally, I'm at D_Tao on Twitter and at David Thomas Tao on Instagram.
And I'd say that certainly works. You've got the bases covered. Again, Mr. Tao, all the best. And thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Appreciate you having me.
And certainly was our pleasure. Again, we've been speaking with Mr. David Thomas Tao, Bar Bend's co-founder and editorial director. And for all the details and for contact, simply visit barbend.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.